Well, throughout this week, Orange County's three towns, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro, have been one after the other passing anti-discrimination ordinances. First towns in North Carolina to do that since the expiration of a three-year moratorium on those ordinances that the General Assembly imposed back in 2017 as part of the resolution of the fight over HB 2, which went back to 2016. So what we're seeing in Orange County this week and what we'll continue to see next week is the culmination of a very high profile and contentious fight over civil rights and justice that goes back certainly 4 years. And obviously the debate and the fight has gone on long before that. Orange County commissioners not voting this week on that ordinance, but they'll take up the topic next week. We've been hearing about it from local elected officials throughout the week. And we're joined now in the studio by Mark Dorison, who's a member of the Orange County Board of Commissioners and also a civil rights attorney. So bringing multiple perspectives to this issue. Mark, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be any better. Thank you for having me, Aaron. It's good to see you again.
So this is, people who really haven't been following this issue for the last 4 years are probably kind of few and far between in this community. Like, this is a very high-profile issue. What does it mean for us to be finally at this point after all these years?
Well, it's tremendously exciting and significant when, as you recall, the fight over HB 2, which really was a statewide struggle, which had significant economic and reputational impacts for North Carolina, ended with this quote unquote compromise that repealed the worst of HB 2, but then put this moratorium in place, HB 142, the replacement. Mm-hmm. At that time, folks in Orange County and on the Board of Commissioners, we were following that issue very closely. And I urged the commissioners when HB 142 passed that we should be prepared when the sunset came to take advantage of that and to adopt an anti-discrimination ordinance that was broadly inclusive of gender expression, gender identity, and sexual orientation. And so we're now at that point, and it's exciting to see the towns in Orange County and other communities in North Carolina looking at taking advantage of this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also really significant to know the difference between, and hopefully it stays this way, but so far the difference between 2016 and 2021 in terms of the statewide and the state level reaction to what's happening in Orange County. Because back in 2016, HB2 was sparked immediately by Charlotte passing its anti-discrimination ordinance, which is similar to what we're seeing in Orange County. And there was this immediate outcry from the right. State legislature very hurriedly called a special session, which was even too much for Pat McCrory at that point. Like, it was that level of response and a reaction. And this time around, I haven't really seen or heard that much from the right, from Republicans, from the people who were very vocal 4 or 5 years ago, and certainly doesn't seem to be much of a move on the state level to push back against that. And I know we've got a lot of other things that we're dealing with right now, but I think that's still really, really huge and significant in terms of how we've moved forward in the last 4 years.
I think that's exactly right, Aaron. And one thing about the 2016, when the original anti-discrimination ordinance was passed in Charlotte, it's worth remembering that was the culmination of over a year of organizing and advocacy in that community by LGBTQ activists and their allies. And, the first time it came up to the Charlotte City Council, they rejected it.
Mm-hmm.
And then so there was a much longer lead up to when it finally passed. And then, as you pointed out, the backlash was immediate. Special session was called. The bill was introduced, passed, and ratified in one day.
In a day, right? And
then the response, the backlash to the backlash, if you will, was also fairly quickly. You had PayPal canceled plans to open a center in Charlotte. There were numerous other businesses that pulled out. We had then all the sports events that changed. But we are in a different place, I think politically. The other thing that's important to note is what's happened nationally since 2016, right? We've now had, in the intervening 5 years, we've had numerous federal courts upholding LGBTQ rights in employment. We've had the marriage equity cases, and we had just last year, we had the Bostock case, which the Supreme Court recognized that employment discrimination based on gender identity or expression or sexual orientation is illegal. Mm-hmm. And so the context in which we're now looking at these ordinances changed substantially from a legal and political standpoint, as well as, I think, from the community standpoint.
Speaking with County Commissioner Mark Doris, and so with that in mind, what tangibly will this new ordinance do? What's the change?
Well, the change really, you know, Orange County has had a human rights anti-discrimination ordinance for a long time. And so what we're doing is, in the county, is just adding additional protected classes. That is, the who is protected from discrimination. And so we're adding sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression to the list that includes, as you know, people would expect, race, religion, family status, disability. And so we are broadening the existing human rights ordinance to add those classes to protections for discrimination in housing and in public accommodations.
And what have you heard in terms of feedback or reaction from the community on this?
Almost everything I've heard has been overwhelmingly positive. I mean, as you know, Orange County is a progressive community. It has been a leader. Our towns and the county have been a leader on LGBTQ rights for a long time. I think that you know, there was a lot of frustration in the community with HB2 and mm-hmm. with HB 142. So I think there is a lot of excitement. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm. I think people realize that this is a way of living the values that we hold so dearly. We have heard a little bit. I mean, to go back to your previous point about the reaction, you know, we have gotten letters. We got a letter from the NC Values Coalition. I think all the towns did, mm-hmm. saying, you know, you shouldn't do this. That you're, you know, that you don't have the power to do this. That you're violating people's religious rights. And we've gotten, you know, dozens and dozens of emails through some, you know, identical emails through some conservative website that reflects those same sentiments. I would note, I don't think any of those emails we got came from people living in Orange County.
Mm. Speaking with County Commissioner Mark Dorison, so to wrap up, final thoughts on this. This is a really, really significant step forward, I think, for Orange County.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a significant step forward. It's long overdue. I mean, it's worth noting that we sort of stand on the shoulders of the city council in Charlotte that started this, and the activists really in Charlotte that started this, and the activists across the state that have been pushing for this for this equality. And I think it's worth noting, I mean, for me personally, you know, this is just consistent, not just with our Orange County values, but with our American values. You know, we're a nation that at least was built on the promise, not always fulfilled, but the promise of equal treatment. And so hopefully with this ordinance, we're getting a little closer to the realization of that promise.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more on the ordinance and the county commissioners. They're going to meet next week, Tuesday, correct?
That's
to
right.
Consider the ordinance. So get the link to the live stream online at that website as well. County Commissioner Mark Dorison, thank you so much.
Great to see you, Aaron.